Meanwhile, Huayna Capac's mummified body was dressed in fine clothing and taken back to Hosco on a gold litter bedecked with feathers. Along the way, the dead emperor's executors, four high-ranking nobles, schemed to depose and murder Huascar and install yet another son in his place. Something aroused Huascar's suspicions as the party neared Hosco. Perhaps his discovery that Atahualpa had stayed in Ecuador with most of the Inca army. Perhaps a tip-off from a loyal uncle whom the conspirators had approached. After staging a grand funeral for his father, Huascar ordered the executors to meet him one at a time, which provided the occasion to arrest them. Torture and execution followed. The plot circumvented, Huascar went to work eliminating any remaining objections to his accession. Because Huayna Capac had not actually married Huascar's mother, the union was properly incestuous but not properly legitimate, the new Inca demanded that his mother participate ex post facto in a wedding ceremony with his father's mummy. Even for the Andes, this was an unusual step. Huascar further solidified his credentials as ruler by marrying his sister. According to the unsympathetic account of Cabello Balboa, Huascar's mother, who was apparently willing to marry her dead brother, objected to her son's plan to marry her daughter. The ceremony took place only after much begging and supplication. Civil war was probably unavoidable. Egged on by scheming courtiers and generals, relations between Atahualpa and Huascar spent several years swinging through the emotional valence from concealed suspicion to overt hostility. Huascar in Hosco had the machinery of the state at his disposal. In addition, his claim to the fringe was generally accepted. Atahualpa in Ecuador had a war-tested army and the best generals, but a weaker claim to the throne. His mother was merely his father's cousin, not his sister. The war lasted for more than 3 years, seesawed across the Andes, and was spectacularly brutal. Huascar's forces seized the initial advantage, invading Ecuador and actually capturing Atahualpa, almost tearing off one of his ears in the process. In a sequence reminiscent of Hollywood, one of Atahualpa's wives supposedly smuggled a crowbar-like tool into his improvised battlefield prison. His intoxicated guards permitted a conjugal visit. Atahualpa dug his way out, escaped to Ecuador, reassembled his army, and drove his foes south. On a plateau near today's Peru-Ecuador border, the northern forces personally led by Atahualpa shattered Huascar's army. A decade later, Cieza de León saw the battleground and from the wreckage and unburied remains thought the dead could have numbered 16,000. The victors captured and beheaded Huascar's main general. Atahualpa mounted a bowl atop the skull, inserted a spout between the teeth, and used it as a cup for his chicha. With the momentum of war turning against him, Huascar left Hosco to lead his own army. Atahualpa sent his forces ahead to meet it. After a horrific battle, Cieza de León estimated the dead at 35,000, Huascar was captured in an ambush in the summer of 1532. Atahualpa's generals took the Inca as a captive to Hosco and executed his wives, children, and relatives in front of him. Meanwhile, Atahualpa's triumphant cavalcade, perhaps as many as 80,000 strong, slowly promenaded to Hosco. In October or November 1532, the victors stopped outside the small city of Cajamarca, where they learned that pale, hairy people who sat on enormous animals had landed on the coast.